We're doing the book of Iyov, and we're starting again in the 39th, what they call the 39th chapter, the 17th Pasuk. And God has been talking to Iyov, discussing with him different things that God creates in nature. And God has been telling him, Iyov, what do you understand about the world? You don't. So Hashem says to Iyov, I made different creatures have different natures. The nature of the bird, of the chasida, she leaves her eggs on the earth, and then she forgets the fact that if she leaves them to hatch on the earth, then people might just step on them. Animals might destroy them. And I hardened her heart as though her kids aren't her own. I don't make her think about the fact that she invested so much in bringing these kids to the world. Because God slid wisdom off of her, and he didn't give her a portion and too much understanding. She's a bird brain. God says, do you understand how I did that? Kihisha Eloa chokhmah, because God removed wisdom from her. V'lo chalak la babina, and God didn't give her a portion and understanding. Ka'et b'marom tamri. Now she takes off into the heaven. Tishak lasus ulerochevo. When she chooses, she flies off and laughs at the horse and its rider. And what's she laughing at? That horse and rider are going to trample her kids. But she doesn't think about that. She's just laughing as she sees them riding along. Hatiten nasus givurah. And then God turns to Iyov and says, are you the one that gives bravery to the horse? It seems that the horse is an unusually brave animal. Hatalbish tzavaro ramah. And are you the one that gave it its beautiful mane? There are different understandings here on what Rama is. One understanding is that are you the one that gives it its thunderous stride, that it comes from the word Ramim. Are you the one that gives its neck its strength? The mane is like the strength. Yeah. Okay. Different understandings here on what Rama is. The strength of neighing forward. Do you give its neck the strength to neigh as it charges forward? Hatalbish tzavaro rama. Do you give its neck the thunder to drive forward? Hatar ishenu ka'ar behe. Are you the one, God says to Iyov? Again, it's a rhetorical question. Are you the one that allows it to leap forward like locusts that leap forward? Hod nacho ema, and its breathing, the sound of its breathing instills fear in other people as they hear the horses approaching. Yachperu va'emek v'yasis b'choach yetze likrat nashek. Yachperu va'emek. He runs so much that the horsemen who ride on the horses, they go into the valleys to ambush. Yachperu va'emek v'yasis b'choach, and because he has so much strength, yetze likrat nashek, he could go out against armor and he's not worried. So he's saying the horse isn't worried. Even though he's going in an area where there are valleys where there are ready ambushes, he's not worried. Yachperu va'emek. The enemies, they're preparing different ambushes. V'yasis b'choach, and the horse runs forward in these areas where there are ditches and valleys, and they could ambush him at any moment, and he's charging likat nashek in the face of their armor. It doesn't scare him. You see how strong a horse is, God says, Tiov? Are you the one that gave him that strength? Yishak lefachad v'lo yechat. The horse, he laughs at danger. He's not scared. V'lo yashuv mipenei charev. You don't see him turning about face in the face of the sword. He's brave. He's strong. Alav tirne ashpa. When the arrows are shooting at him, lav chanit vechidon. The sword that's going against him, the spear that's going against him. He's not worried about that. He's singing in the face of it all. To him, it's all music to his ears, so to speak. Alav tirne. On him is the music of Ashpa. The Ashpa is the, I don't know what they call it in English. What? Ashpa is literally the pouch in which they hold the arrows.
The
sheath. Sheath is for a sword, I think. You have sheath for arrows.
Quiver.
Quiver of arrows. Quiver, yeah. So the quiver makes noise as the arrows rattle in it. Alav tirne ashpa. On him, the quiver makes music, so to speak, as he's charging forward and all the arrows are bouncing around on top of him. Lahav chanit v'chidon. And the blade shines, as does the spear, upon the horse, because the horse can charge forward with valor. Berash v'rogez yegam ha'aretz. And he's quick in all these points of danger. He's quick to advance on the land. It's as though he's swallowing up the land. Velo yaminu ki kol shofar. And he's not worried when he hears the trumpet blowing that the enemy's facing them off. He's not worried about it. Bidei shofar. And even if he hears the trumpet, Yomar He'ach, he rejoices, so to speak, when he hears it. He says, great. Umerachok Yariach Milchama. And he smells the war from afar. He senses that war is afoot. Ra'am Sarim Utrua. He senses the armies as they advance. He senses the trumpets as they blow for the armies to advance. The horse senses all of this. And why does he sense it? Because they all prepare for war when he advances, because the horse is the great weapon, the powerful weapon that advances at war. So God says to Eov, are you the one that gave him the strength that he could arouse the enemy at war? He could go in areas of ambush. And this is another example that God is giving Eov of his misunderstandings. And Be'ezrat Hashem, next time we will finish this speech that God gives to Eov and begin the next speech. But I want to leave you with food for thought. God keeps saying, you don't understand, you don't understand. What is Hashem saying? Okay, I don't understand. So is that going to be the conclusion of the book? The conclusion of the book is, you don't understand, you. Okay? Or maybe there's something more. Maybe we have to view not understanding as something different than we have until now. Meaning, until the conclusion of the book of Eov, Eov kept thinking that the fact that he doesn't understand is a problem, is a weakness. And obviously God is telling him, it's not the way you thought. You don't understand a lot about my world. So then what is God saying? To be continued. Think.